Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You could be earning sweet dollary dues to work towards your goals while you listen to this Carrie and Tommy podcast. Save for a holiday, kickstart your own business, upgrade your car. Anything's possible when you drive using the Uber app. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Oh, I'm
Happy
pretty
it's
good.
Friday.
Are you, Bickers? Yes. What are you getting loose tonight, babe?
What am I doing? I reckon I'll be in bed by about 8:15.
Yeah!
Woo! All right.
But that's happiness.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. I don't mind that. That makes me perfectly happy.
Good stuff, then.
I see the judgment in your eyes and I match it with happiness.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're crying. So would you ever go out past 8:15?
I often go out past 8:15.
Is that happiness as well?
Yes, of course it is.
Which one makes
tonight,
you more happy? Yeah, Friday night. You're right.
Friday
the, everybody's night in.
In bed by 8:15
yeah, of course,
makes
of
me feel
course,
very
you've got to be ready for Saturday morning sport.
I actually do.
Because
I've got a doctor's appointment at 9 a.m. Oh, got gymnastics to get
Someone
to.
Knows how to do a weekend.
Woo!
Does gymnastics get in the way of running the kids around?
My gymnastics. The pole vault. And the, no, what is it?
Wait, mate, is that Saturday
suddenly
morning?
Worked out why you need to be in bed by 8:15.
Yeah.
No, what's the pummel horse?
Okay, so, you do it as fast or slow as you want.
Mazel tov, Chris.
Because I've got to... I've
what
got
did
to,
you say, Jesse?
Nothing.
I've
anyway,
got to. I've got to talk to you about something serious because I have found an email chain which you were a part of, and I joked about you crying
am I
before.
Be fired?
No. It's not saucy. It's concerning.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I didn't pick you as this kind of person.
Okay.
And it's right. Anyway, all that's coming up.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club makes me want to hit the club. Well, hit the club.
Rain ain't saying she a gold digger.
I think you'll be happy with my booty drop this week.
Oh, well, I can't wait for this song that you're clearly deeply passionate about. While that was playing, you leant across to one of our producers and said, what's the song?
No, I couldn't remember the name.
He's named
I have
after
remembered
a chocolate
the
name. Bar,
and there's a reason I'm bringing you this song, and we're going to chat about it next. My booty drop for today is Eminem's Slim Shady.
Oh.
Carrie and Tommy.
Eminem, the real Slim Shady. That is Bickmore's booty drop for your Friday afternoon.
I love it, Bickers. Great booty drop.
How good is Eminem?
Interesting for you to say. I agree. I love Eminem, but yes.
I've just discovered him.
Have you? Of course you have.
Through my 15-year-old son.
Yeah.
Who has added all this Eminem stuff to his playlist.
Yeah. And I was listening what do you listen to? His new hits like Stan? That
all
one?
All of them.
Yeah, okay.
And I listened to Slim Shady from the beginning to the end, and I was like.
The song or the
what
album?
What an absolute tune.
Oh, the song.
The song.
You bragged about listening to a 3-minute song from start to finish.
They were older back then. They were longer, sorry. Back then. But I need to know all about him.
What do you need to know?
So when I was a teenager,
yes.
I was into Take That and Spice Girls and all of that. And the boys that I would date would be into Eminem and it would always be on in the background. But I just didn't really get into it. It wasn't my jam.
Yeah. If it helps, my primary Eminem memories are year 9 at high school, holding a Discman that said it had anti-skip and absolutely did not.
No.
And trying, as I sat on the bus, to not bounce too much when we went over a speed bump so my Eminem CD wouldn't skip.
Well, so my memories are more like dark rooms filled with a lot of smoke, some really gross couches, and real grungy stuff.
Yeah.
Not really my scene, but I was trying to fit in.
Cool.
Right? Anyway, I didn't get into Eminem back in the day. I'm into it now. What's he been up to?
He's been up to heaps.
I need to know his life story.
I mean, do you want to know about movie?
Do we
movie?
Have a bit again? I just need to get me back.
He made it.
Yeah. So this song.
With the current references of Fred Durst and things
What's
like that.
What's he referring to in the song, right? Like he has issue with a lot of artists. What's going on in that song? He talks about the MTV Awards and stuff. Did stuff happen?
Isn't he just talking about whoever's kind of popular at that time? He talks about Tom Green humping a dead moose because the Tom Green show was massive at the time.
But did he have issue or he was just being like
pop
culture referential?
No, he was being antagonistic.
Right.
Yes, okay. Yeah. He then went on to make a hit movie called 8 Mile.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
with Brittany Murphy. He's now sadly passed, but a fantastic movie.
And is that about his life?
That's about his life, and growing up in 8 Mile.
So where is he from?
Detroit.
Right. Famously. And what's his background?
He then had quite a rough upbringing.
Yeah.
And then had a rap group called D12. One of them is also dead now. Oh. There's quite a lot of time has passed.
Okay, sorry. They've passed since Eminem was big.
So they all had an agreement. This is really going back. They all had an agreement that if one of them would get famous, they would bring all the other ones up with them.
Oh,
awesome. And so he got famous. He was signed by Dre and then got his album was massive. He got famous and then he tried to make D12 big and they made an album together and it kind of didn't work.
And then he was like, guys, I've given it my best shot now. How about you go and I'll continue.
And then he would tour.
What's this, D12?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it.
You've got so much.
I know, it's quite exciting.
I think there's been maybe 10 albums
since. I have some listening hours ahead of me. Yeah.
Oh, you've got to watch 8 Mile as well.
And you know what was great? So I saw him, the last time I saw him live was at the MCG, a sold out MCG, and the range of people there were from ages, you know, mid-40s who have been into him forever to then kids who have just discovered.
Yep.
And you could tell when they started getting into him because they were wearing the album T-shirt of that year.
So, like many of the stars of the 90s we've spoken to recently, we had Robbie Williams on the other day, Mel C, both of them talking about how the height of their fame wasn't actually as fun for them because they had major issues going on in their personal lives and there was everything from addiction to mental health issues. Is he someone that has had the same kind of trajectory where life's been pretty full on since his fame or is he married
big,
with kids?
Big prescription painkiller addictions.
Right.
And which is why a lot of his albums are called like Recovery and stuff like this. But pretty much a recluse. Often people that do shows with him don't even meet him.
Is that right?
Yes.
So he just comes out, comes on stage and then goes home.
Yes, and has a huge entourage around him.
Does he have kids?
Yes, he has Hayley, his daughter, who he used to rap about all the time.
Just one?
Just one, yes.
And is he married?
I know.
He's got a partner?
That is where the Machine Gun Kelly beef came from, because Machine Gun Kelly wrote a tweet about Hayley years ago, not knowing that she was younger than he thought she was.
Right.
And anyway, then Eminem pretty much tried to lock him out of like the rap game.
Wow.
And that's where he ended up writing. So Machine Gun Kelly wrote a beef song about him, and then he wrote Rap Devil.
Is that another one I need
Kill
to
Shot.
Listen to?
Yeah, you need to listen to Killshot.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, I'll enjoy my weekend, and I'll get back to you Monday on how I went with Eminem.
Next in History Lesson, Buddy Holly next week.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards. It's your permitted.
Like a quick score check.
No thanks, Jesse.
Aren't you in the lead?
Yeah.
Jesse, how about a score check?
11-12. So Tommy.
Yes. Thank you very much. Because what do you think? Do you think we've gotten better at this game?
Same. Really? Maybe gone backwards a touch. I'm consistently pretty good.
Yes, you are. Well, you're
a late in the year player.
Because as you know, I used to actually listen to records backwards to practice this during the week. I bought 2 turntables, I bought a whole bunch of vinyls, and so I could just play them backwards and practice. But it was always jazz records that were on sale, and we never seemed to play jazz songs in this. So.
Do you know who started DJing, learning to DJ? Is Mel C from the Spice Girls. When I was at her house interviewing her, she was showing me her turntables.
Really?
And she takes lessons.
Really? Yeah. She takes lessons?
I thought of you. Well, I think she said she has a DJ mate who comes over and teaches her.
Yeah. It's such a funny thing to take lessons
in. You're going to want to spin it backwards a little bit and then go forwards a bit.
And then you go like this, zhuka, 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 and yell your name at the start of the track.
And then put your hand on your ear and look like a knob.
All right, here's your first song.
Oh, yeah. I know. Tommy.
It's louder.
It's louder. No.
Two.
Jason Derulo.
One.
It is more.
Give me more. Is that it?
Not Pitbull.
Three. No, two.
Is it Mr. Worldwide?
One. Is Usher.
Usher.
Oh. Is it called More?
Yeah.
Of course it is. That's what Eli shouted out. You didn't see those, though. Yeah. He did it to both of us, but only I clocked.
You usually don't have to see a shout.
Sorry,
usually that's an ear thing.
It was his charades. Yeah. He did this.
Yeah.
All right, song number two.
Harry.
Bickers.
J-Lo, Let's Get Loud.
So, the most attractive anyone's ever been in a film clip of all time, do you
J-Lo?
Think? In that one particularly.
I mean, we could go through a
is
whole
this at
back
the soccer stadium?
They're all pretty
yes,
good.
Yes, it is. It's live on stage, strutting along, doing some...
She looks pretty good at the actual Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm helping you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she's hot.
You know when you...
What?
Just when you drift into being a real creep.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... Are we even allowed to
I
have that
you
chat?
I helped you, and now you don't need to
I know.
Go, there
go back?
Yeah. Just keep it in your head.
Yeah. Yep.
One zip, song number three.
Tommy.
Bickers.
The Thong Song.
Don't look at Eli.
Three,
I'm not. I'm actually not. I'm trying to remember
two,
who sings it.
Two. One.
Tommy. That is a artist who had so many hits, but that one is Thong Song, and that is Cisco. Let me
see that song. Cisco at R&B Fridays Live?
I'm sure we would have had him.
He was
one.
Here last time.
Of course
he was.
Yeah.
Don't you remember when you stage dived?
That wasn't that one.
Yeah. Nope, I was at the one that. Before. Yeah. Yeah.
One all, song number four.
Tommy.
Vickers.
Oh, you dog!
It is Beyonce.
Three, two, one.
Should have put a ring on it, but what's the actual song?
It's called All the Single Ladies.
Oh. Actually, it's just called Single Ladies, so you didn't get it, nor me.
Jesse gave me a ding.
No, it's called Single Ladies, Jesse, I think
Jesse
you'll find.
Gave me a ding.
So, bum bum.
Jesse already gave me a ding, so stick that up your ring.
All right. For the tie for Bickers and the win for Tommy, song number five.
Tommy.
Harry. Oh, it's
Tommy.
Such a good song.
Three.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a quick count. You said Tommy, three.
I'm scared.
Yeah, that's fair. I've also two. Now forgotten what the song even sounded like backwards.
One.
I need to remember the name of it. It is.
Tommy, it is Rihanna Son Ponder Replay.
Oh.
Oh!
It is Rihanna, but can you play it for me again?
Remember, if you don't get this, Tommy wins.
Please don't stop the music.
Oh, my!
Is it? Yes!
It's Don't Stop the Music, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah, let that one stay. Yeah, but his All the Single Ladies doesn't count.
Carrie and Tommy. Your R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I hate to do this to you, but I have. I've been digging in your personal correspondence.
With who?
With one of our producers on this
Are
show.
Are you a hacker?
I'm not a hacker. They handed it to me on a printout.
That's how hacking actually worked.
They just stumbled across the printouts.
Oh, here's the list of all those Optus customers.
You've been in the bin again, haven't you, Gary?
Sorry, guys.
Yes. And I'm worried about the correspondence you've been having.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about it. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. On your radios and the listener app for your drive home, the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
How are you, Bickers?
I'm good.
No, okay.
I'm great.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't actually want an answer where
I
go through
I do.
Everything, my exhaustion levels and...
Yeah, well, this is why I'm asking.
Why?
Like, do you just reckon you're coping? Are you coping?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buddy. What'd you get up?
Am I?
What'd you get up to?
Is this an intervention?
Oh, no.
It's just a, I'd call it a red flag, possibly. obviously, both you and I independently get in touch with producers when we have ideas for the show.
Yeah.
Have you been sending through any weird stuff lately?
I always, not weird, but I always send through great content ideas. Belle says, I'm always thinking content. Content head over here. Content queen. Sorry, not head.
Taunton head. Head queen over here. Weren't you head queen or something? What was
head
it?
Head girl.
No, what head girl?
No, I certainly wasn't.
What was head? Sorry. It's head girl. Is that what it is? Okay.
That's, and I wasn't that either.
Okay, yeah. What's that?
That's when you're the top of, like, at a school, you're the top of your...
Right, okay.
Like, you're the leader of
okay,
the
we're talking about
12.
Things, yes.
Yep.
Anyway, so you sent an...
Very different schooling experience.
You sent an article through to Bell.
Did I? Yeah. When was this?
It was about...
Was it from New York Post?
It was about midnight
last
Tuesday.
My subscription to that stopped, so I can't read that anymore. I don't know the password. New York Times, not Post. Maybe I am unraveling.
Yeah, I reckon you are. Because you know what you sent through, and then you forgot. And I don't even know. I'd love to know what part about this you thought would make great radio content. You sent through an article, and Belle has sent it to me because she said, this is so funny. Carrie sent this to me and now has no recollection of ever sending it to me. So, again, hitting the hooch.
When did I send it? On break?
Yeah.
Right.
Midnight last Tuesday.
Midnight?
Yes.
I sent you content at midnight.
Just before, 11:51.
I go to bed at 8 p.m.
Yep.
What was I? Well, I haven't been sleeping. I've had insomnia. So is that what I've been doing? Well,
Do you want to know the title of the article? Phone off, comma, look at leaves. Full stop. How to turn your bush walk into a forest bath.
A forest bath?
Yeah.
What's a forest bath? I think that's by accident.
I can tell you.
Have you read the article?
No, I reckon this is real. Yeah, I've read it.
Yeah, what's the...
This stinks of you.
Okay. What am I stinking of?
It's the fact that this writer discovered, you know, getting back into nature out cures everything. He's worked out, this writer has worked out. Sometimes he comes home feeling a bit more frazzled than when he left, even though he's been out in nature. And so what you've got to do is you've got to bathe in the forest.
But how, is it actually take a bath in the forest?
What you do if you want to bathe, if one wants to bathe in the forest and actually feel restored, you've got to turn your phone off, firstly.
Amazing.
And then you've got to walk really slowly and look at things in the forest. So he said,
was talking about this the other day with Evie. He was saying it's good for your soul to like stop and look at a leaf and just lean in and really look at it.
He said you might only cover 1.5K in 3 hours.
So it's not, you're not doing it for exercise.
No, you're certainly not doing it for exercise.
1.5K in 3 hours.
If I see someone forest bathing, I'm calling the cops, I reckon.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country, if you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I think it's finally happened. Almost every day, I think to myself, come on, just one idea that'll make you a millionaire, right? Just invent one thing.
I reckon we might need to find someone else in the team that you can have these conversations with.
Why?
I'm done.
If you are listening for the first time, firstly, welcome. I've had many failed inventions in the past, including thongs that turn into shoes so you can day drink into night drinking and not get kicked out of the
pub. I don't remember those.
Yeah, I made them. I've got a prototype. Yes.
How have I not been a part of Shongs? You've given me the worst inventions. Not that one. That sounds genius. Tell me, how do Shongs work?
So they're thongs, right?
But like, then, literally, like, say, a Havana.
Because the problem used to be...
What are they? Havianas?
Yeah, Havianas.
Or Havanas, okay.
Yeah. Well, it depends. You're talking about... So you're drinking at a pub.
Yep.
And then the problem is if you change pubs and it gets to nighttime, people often don't let you in thongs, right? And so you have a cover in your back pocket and they've got zips around that, the kind of base bit of the thong, and then the top zips on and covers up and then you're wearing a shoe. Shongs. Anyway.
Genius.
It's
only taken a decade for you to give me a good idea.
Someone threatened to sue me. I should have made that clear. Someone threatened.
Because they've already trademarked that.
They thought they patented the idea for it was a female version. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
Because women often go out wearing high heels and then they take those roll up like ballet slipper things in their handbags.
Cheeky hussy shoes.
And then they unroll them. I remember buying a pair with Paula Abdul on Oxford Street years
ago. Did you?
Yes.
Who were you visiting?
And we were going clubbing and our feet were sore.
But don't you just use them for them when you... Okay.
No.
Oh.
No,
hey.
You can...
What are you and Paula Abdul getting up to? That's fun.
We're taking two steps forward.
I assume it's a Paul Abdul reference. Like, I don't even know her, but I
the
assume
it is. The only Paul Abdul reference.
Apart from her doing that show
Opposites
with you.
Opposites Attract, mate. I don't, do you
is
not
that
know
another
that song?
One?
No,
that,
that's her
oh,
song.
That's the same song.
I take 2 steps forward, I take 2 steps. Anyway.
the it's only a great reason
tune.
I know who
Can
that woman is.
Can you find that tune for me, Jesse? Just
oh,
so
God, he's going to have to dig through some records for that.
I'll just send you my playlist and have a look.
Anyway, so they're all a bit too esoteric and abstract. I've got an idea, and I'm sure it must exist, but I've never seen it, and I don't know why. You know heated towel racks, right?
Yes.
In a bathroom, it's you've got one. Of course you do. It's my sign. If I go to someone's house and they've got heated towel racks, I think in my head, you've made it. Well done. You're a capable adult. You've
succeeded
in life.
I don't ever use it, though.
Why?
Because it's so hot that it burns my head.
That's how well you've made it. You've got it turned right up. Who cares about the electricity bill?
Can you set the temperature?
I've got no idea. I don't have them, mate. I haven't made it. So what about that, but for those clothes horses? So when you put your clothes to dry on those clothes horses, why aren't they heated?
So.
Genius, genius.
Thank you. I love how you say so, but just before you call me a genius.
In my laundry,
yes,
I have a cupboard.
Oh, my God, she's made it.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to know more or not really?
Here's my theory in life. Get richer. Okay.
We got Paula Abdul. Have you not heard this?
We come together.
Because you know, it ain't fiction, just a matter of fact. It's a great tune.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good stuff.
When I did my bush dance when I was 12, that was our song.
Your
we had to take 2
dance.
Steps forward, 1 step
oh
back.
Oh, God.
The sweaty guy opposite us.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. And, guys, you could be earning with Uber. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.
Choose when you want to drive or deliver, and there's no boss. Imagine that. No boss. No shifts.
Earn when you want.
No
work
uniform.
Towards something you're planning, like a holiday maybe, or mortgage.
What if people wouldn't realise this, but Carrie makes us wear culottes on this show. And so you wouldn't have a uniform wearing like that.
I feel
when
like you
drive
perform at your best when you're in
Uber.
Your culottes.
I do. Thank you. But it's just something on top would be nice.
Coming up, I'm going to declare on this show that I despise. Most people's happy place is a place I despise.
The bed.
No, not the, actually. It's similar to the bed. I think people get as much enjoyment from this place, and I'm not into it. And I'm actually fine about not being into it. And I may be alone on this, but I will tell you where that place is very soon.
The kitchen.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you're R&B Fridays. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's not often I bring knowledge to this show.
Yes, it is all the time.
Thank you, but I don't. But it's time.
Yeah! Carrie and Tommy talk etymology. Etymology, yeah! It's a really cool segment, you'll just have to trust me. It's about where words come from, yeah! That doesn't sound cool, but trust us, you'll see.
Yeah!
I've got etymology for you today.
Yes, which we've worked out a long time ago that is the origin of phrases.
Yes, not the origin of a word.
Yes,
is that
as
right?
Waleed told me on the desk at the project and I stared at him blankly.
I like our version.
So do I.
Chew the fat. Where does the expression chew the fat come from?
Great. Is it something people used to do on their break or something?
What Did would they be chewing?
I assume fat.
So what is the expression, chew the fat? It's just to hang out and chat.
It is to hang out and chat.
Yeah.
So the only thing I'm thinking of, and I know these won't be related, is because, you know, they call guards over in London, they call them beef eaters, and that is because they used to get paid a portion of their salary in beef. And so I'm picturing someone sitting around in their break from being a guard chewing the fatty bits of their beef.
So
they've just
isn't
been
that
paid.
Interesting? Because one of the things it refers to is it's the bending of the ear of a junior officer to stave off boredom, which is a typical part of army life, right? The idea of leaning in and talking to an army officer.
So it's the chewing but the fat your ear.
That is from 1885. But the etymology I have is from the 1500s, so it goes back.
Okay, but I still don't understand in that example because is the fat the ear?
No, I think that they are the beef eater type scenario and they're just saying that they're chatting to those guys.
Right, yes. Okay. Yeah.
But from the 1500s.
Yes.
So remember the phrase bring home the bacon? because if you had money, then you were somebody that came home with a big bit of pork, right?
Right. Did you?
You know, when the hubby goes out to bring home the bacon.
Oh yeah, but you said that like everybody knows that if you've done well at work, you get some bacon.
Well, you've heard the expression, bring home the bacon.
Yeah, but I assumed it was just like breadwinner, which means you made the money to buy food.
Yes, and the food that you bought was bacon.
Yes, I didn't know they just came home with a slab of bacon.
Yeah, so back in the day.
Good day at the office.
Pork was a sign of wealth, and a man would bring home pork, so he'd bring home the bacon. He'd be one of the rich guys.
So bringing home the bacon is better than a breadwinner.
Another etymology for you.
Yes, thank
right?
you.
So in the 1500s, people would come over and the wealthy would display the bacon that they brought home. They'd hang it by the fire and everyone would stand around and scrape off a bit of it and eat it. Right?
Scrap.
So and they'd all sit around the fire and they'd chat while eating the bacon.
And that is
so they were chewing the fat.
Wow. Yeah. And wouldn't
so that's two, chew the fat and bring home the bacon, guys.
And that would also smell delicious, just sitting there having bacon roasting by your fire.
Yeah, all day and all night would be a lot, though, wouldn't it?
I'd be fine with
it. Do you think?
Yes, but I feel so embarrassed. I haven't got bacon hanging anywhere in my house.
No, you've
got
to start getting some slabs.
Oh, my gosh, we've got to get a leg in here.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we were talking about something earlier, and I think we need to talk about it on air. Because I constantly get asked by my friends, in particular, have I seen the new Top Gun movie? And the answer, which is, of course, how awesome was it? And then we always come to the same agreement. The only thing that would have made it better was no storyline. Right? We don't need to see the story
shots
bits.
Of Tom Cruise flying a plane.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because it's too long.
Just with highway
just see awesome,
to the danger zone
cool,
in the background.
Yeah. Show that funny text bit where Val Kilmer says he needs to see him, but then he can't talk, so he still just stands in the room and texts him anyway. That's a bit of fun. Because why did you need him in the room?
Sure.
You were just texting him anyway. Let him stay in the same spot that he was.
As in they're trying to be funny or it's not funny and that's what makes it funny?
It's quite an emotional bit.
Okay.
but I think that nothing should be over an hour. Nothing in the world. Even
no,
things
I agree.
That I
musicals
love,
should finish at halftime.
Musicals Concerts should finish before they start.
No, I'm into a musical until that halfway through. And then as soon as they give me a break, I'm like, I think I've seen all I need to see.
Yes. Do you think if everything's cut down to an hour, should it have a halftime in it?
No, it doesn't. That the halftime is what kills me about everything. So I think an hour and a half, no halftime, and that's perfect.
See, because I'm often drinking in whatever activity I'm doing.
Right.
I'm quite a fan of regular bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
So I'm not angry at the idea.
An hour too long for you to last.
I'm not angry at the idea of every movie has an hour option with just a 5 minute interval.
But you couldn't get everyone through the toilet in 5 minutes. So
some
then it would have
to
be 20 minutes
the bar.
And then it's got half, like it's all too much.
But then maybe you get your hour and a half entertainment.
Just don't go to the movie to start with. Watch it at home. Because I'm just not that into going to the movies.
Yeah. I see this is hurtful. Because it's one of the best.
You're not a movie maker.
not now. Not when I've heard that.
Tommy Little, cinematographer.
Why is that so funny?
Because it hurts you.
I studied film
but
and
the
television.
The years it would
Thank
take. Can you imagine you having the patience to sit through an edit? I was talking to a guy that edited Elvis movie with, what's his name? Baz Luhrmann. And his attention to detail, Baz Luhrmann, it was never finished. It was never enough. He wanted to go back and, tinker with it because he's a perfectionist. And this took years. Yeah. You would look at one end and you'd be like, looks good, guys. Yeah. So I'll meet you at the bar.
But I did see Elvis and I thought it was a bit overworked, to be honest. So maybe Baz could have a bit of my approach. But I wonder, because it's when we get older that things are too long.
No, it's just that I don't like that I have to sit there quietly for an hour. I don't mind the food and drink and the reclining chair. Like, take me to gold class, but I don't need the movie bit.
Take me to gold class.
You just want to sit in a dark room and drink.
And then have a little nap. Some of the best sleeps I've ever had have been in those gold class chairs.
That's your answer. Just have a nap.
I do. That's what I do when I go to the movies. But as I'm saying, the movie seems to be wasted on me.
Do you wake up and pretend you know what's going on?
No,
or do you just
who I'm
not
there
understand?
With. And if I've loudly been snoring, whether I can get away with it. But I just don't, I'm just not that into movies.
Don't tell you, I took my brother to see Batman at IMAX, and he passed out in the opening scene where Bane is in the plane at the start. The opening scene, he passed out into his half-eaten choc top, and he was snoring loud enough for people to hear. And then at the end of the movie, had the nerve to rock awake when the lights came on at the end, and turned to me covered in ice cream, and he said, "Good movie, bud."
Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you're R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I have just read the most gobsmacking story about what happened to one of the members of Puppetry of the Penis.
Literally?
Yeah, I hope not.
Actually, literally, yes. How have you not told me this story? This is in your wheelhouse, this story.
Well, I know a few of them.
It's making me cross my legs and I'm not a man.
I know a few. Is it?
Do you know? Well, okay. Next, I'm going to tell you what happened to him and you can tell me if it's your mate or not. Your mate would have definitely told you if this happened to him.
Okay.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Take me back to Adelaide Fringe this year.
Yes.
That was ages ago, yeah?
Yeah.
Like March or something?
Yeah, Feb? It's always Feb, March. Yeah.
What do you remember as the story from Fringe? Like each year, there's something that happens that everyone talks about.
Someone broke the ticket sale record for a single
was that
night.
You?
It was, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But apart from that, God, that really overshadowed the whole festival. God. So
all you thought about was yourself for those 2 weeks. But
because when
you
should have
thought about your poor friend.
Who?
The member of Puppetry of the Penis.
I see what you've
done.
Yeah, it's good.
Very funny.
What have I done?
Member.
Oh, no? Okay. Again. No, that was your joke before. His name's David Friend.
Friendy.
He's
one of the founders. Oh, I mean, I know him, but
not the one you say you know.
No.
Okay. So David Friend, poor old David
Friendy.
Friend. He had an absolute shocker.
What happened?
And I can't believe I'm finding this out 6 months later.
He's the OG of Puppetry of the Penis. It's since been franchised out.
So if you don't know what Puppetry of the Penis is, it's like it describes it here as genital origami.
Yes, let's do a quick go around the room. Jesse, I can do a hamburger and an Eiffel Tower. What can you do?
Origami.
The shock on his face. Origami.
I thought origami is all about folding into tiny little pieces.
Well, have
a
you
lot
seen
of it
Puppetry of the Penis?
I have not. Maybe I need to go and see the show.
There is a great one called The Windsurfer that involves standing on a skateboard and using a fan, and it is spectacular. Yes.
Okay.
Anyway,
are you going to keep going around the room? Sonda, what are you?
I can make a canoe.
Good luck finding the man.
So David Friend was performing his genital origami.
Yes.
And he plopped down on a woman's lap. Not my words, their words in this article.
Okay.
He plopped down. It's not plopped down is not how anyone wants anyone to sit on one's lap, is it?
No.
Plop down.
No, not a nude person.
And he couldn't have picked a worse person to plop down on because
wearing a white.
This woman had just been on a winery tour.
Oh, no.
And she
like everyone at Puppetry of the Penis.
Of course.
Let's not pretend this was the one sloshed woman in a room full of nuns.
And she picked up a souvenir on that winery tour.
Oh,
and
no.
What did she have
oh,
in
my gosh.
Her pocket?
A corkscrew?
A corkscrew.
Oh, my gosh.
As he plopped down. And the corkscrew went right into his testicle.
Oh. I thought it was going to go up his harness.
Yes. Normally he's the one doing the corkscrewing.
Screwing.
his testicle turned a deep shade of purple and he was advised to give his origami act a rest for the upcoming week and to give his
He's on the bench for a
heal.
Week.
Ouch. How have we not talked about that?
I mean, I don't know. I'm finding it hard to think without wincing.
I know.
A corkscrew to the nut, it's got to be one of the more painful things.
Who's using corkscrews anymore as well?
I know. Come it must on. Have been a fancy winery.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Joining us now is the very funny Nazim Hussain. G'day, Naz.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
I mean, what do we want to talk about first? You've got a new Netflix special just about to come out.
No, Netflix?
Yeah.
Mate, more like YouTube. Who said Netflix?
Netflix is a joke. Is that not yours?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm doing a gig on... Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's kind of special. I'm doing a gig for Netflix. But yes, okay, yep.
Okay, so you obviously want us to mention YouTube as well.
Bro, have I got this confused? Have I gone from giving you a Netflix special... Are you just playing at a pub in Carlton?
Yeah, I'm doing a gig at a Netflix joke pub. But I was like, have I just landed a deal that Tommy Little knows about before my manager me?
Rosie, I'm so sorry. As it goes
weird
on.
Prank show you guys are now doing.
Honestly, it says here Netflix is a joke. And yeah. We're like, oh, he's got a Netflix thing. Yeah, but you've also got a YouTube thing. Tell us about your YouTube thing.
YouTube is a free website, www.youtube.com. I just filmed a stand-up show in Sydney. And, I haven't actually told anyone because, I didn't think it was... I had other priorities, but yeah, it's going to end up on YouTube at some point. So
great,
there you go.
But
there
that is not what you're on for today. Tell us what you're on for today.
I'm not here flogging Hanes paint or avocados. Something else that kids like.
I haven't seen your Hanes paint stuff. Are you a Hanes paint guy as well?
Mate, I'll send you some links, dummy, if you're really interested.
Yeah, just send them to my PO box, though. I'll get them.
Check on his YouTube.
No, I've got a
kid. They're very funny ads. But you're here because you got a new kids book out.
I got a kids book, a brand new kids book. It's my first ever kids book. And so far, from the 6 children who have read advanced copies, I'm getting texts from their parents saying they love it and the photos don't look entirely staged. So,
Great.
It's funny. One of my friends, their daughter said to them, Nassim actually is funny. So, that was, I'm taking
that's
that as a
great review. What's it about?
It's basically, it's about a hyena. He's a prankster hyena who takes jokes too far. He doesn't know when a joke is taken too, a bit like he's a hyena version of me. He comes from a big family, but they live in like a ghetto, kind of like in like the Lion King. You know how the hyenas are really broke and they're villainized just because they want to eat food, and everyone's like, stay where you're supposed to be, go back to the Shadowlands, and really, like, they're just hungry animals. Anyway, so this book is kind of in a way set in that kind of community, this marginalized, broke community of hyenas and Harry, the main character, he wants to break out, so he's a prankster and it's funny. I don't really know how to sell a book in words except on paper. So have a read of it. I get, I think, about 70 cents per book.
Get about 70 cents per book. Is that your way of saying, so please buy multiple copies?
Yeah, heaps.
I need to pay back the advance.
Bro, would you ever do kids shows live?
I don't know how to do it. On Sunday, I'm speaking at a writer's festival, like at a family day, and there's going to be kids there. And I honestly, it's stressing me out. Like, I'm not really sure what to say to them. Like, I've got the book. I'm just going to be telling them about the book. If I have to read the book to them, like, oh, gosh. Like,
can you read?
I can read, but,
you can just read them the book, mate. It's not that hard.
Flip between characters. And the pictures do a lot of – Keith McKenzie did the pictures tell a lot of the story too. I'm going to do what they did.
Yeah, they can see the pictures with their eyes.
All right.
You're overthinking it, mate.
I'm overthinking it.
Honestly, when I read, you'll be fine.
Do I need to take balloons is what I'm asking?
No.
Always. Yeah. Naz,
like a studio audience of the project, you guys have like the lollies that you throw out to the crowd. I could do something like that.
Oh, if you give them a lolly, that's all they'll do. Yeah. I mean,
we don't do that while the show is on air.
No, do you remember when we gave them minties for a while and then wondering why they weren't laughing? And it's because 45 minutes later they were still like,
well, their jaws are stuck together. Hey, Naz, I mean this. I love you and I respect you. Is it? You've been invited to a writer's festival.
You are a writer if you're a children's... Mem Fox is one of the greatest children's author of all time, and she is at writer's festivals all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Peter Helly's a writer. He's a writer. Arne Doe's a writer. Yeah, what are you saying about these two people?
There's a few more words in his books, but yeah.
you haven't actually asked your question yet, Tommy. What's the question part of it?
No, I just said, imposter syndrome's a thing, and I just wonder if you had it.
Listen,
jealousy is also a thing. Yeah.
it's the Muslim Writers Festival, so the bar is pretty low at the moment. There's not a whole lot of children's writers, so, it's just me at the moment.
Well, your new book, Hilarious Hyena, is available from October the 1st. Go get it. Give him his 70 cents. And it's always a pleasure, Naz. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, guys, it is the end of the week. So it's time to get in the mood for the weekend. Knock the top off of Frothy Bickers.
My new favourite artist.
I've got an illusion shaker. Is that okay?
Absolutely. That would have been real Eminem days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was 14, but you're right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you can't have been 14 because I was about 14. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You must have been 18, surely.
Because you're killing my vibe with the age chat. Just let the music play.
Why am I getting bogged down in how much older than you am? I mean, normally it's you that wants
because
to point that
again.
Out.
Sorry, just a little.
Sorry, can we play it again so I can really get
it? No, not again. Just give it a bit of volume.
Hey, up next. I met a future criminal on my holiday.
Did you?
My word, she will be in prison one day.
Okay.
I will tell you about her next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you're R&B Fridays, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I think the older I get, the more slurrier I get.
The drunker and older I get, the less I speak.
Older I get, the more assertive I'm becoming.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know there was a more for you.
Do you think of me as assertive?
You're so assertive.
Am I?
You get whatever you want, yes.
No, not when I was in the line for ice cream the other day.
That's
I had a
not
tussle with an 8-year-old.
Okay.
No words were spoken, and I was furious. Yeah. So I lined up.
So are you by yourself?
So you know how, I don't know if we talked about, did we talk about on air how I went go-karting?
No.
Okay, well, I went go-karting. I was in a go-kart race, guys.
Oh, my God. Are you running kids off the track? Is that you being assertive?
No, I took on the local copper, actually, and he beat me, which I let him, obviously, because I didn't want to beat the local copper because that would make things awkward.
Now he's in your pocket.
Anyway, he's in my pocket. All those deals I want to get done behind his back.
Because are the kids, I was joking at the start, but are the kids anywhere involved in these activities?
Yes, so I'm lining up with Evie and Addie to get an ice cream at an ice cream stand. And I got into the line and then an 8-year-old, I'm calling her 8, she could have been anywhere from 6 to 10, but she looked about 8.
God, she's looking a bit haggard.
She came to line up and literally stood in front of me. And then I was like, well, that's not on because I was already here.
Because I'm bigger.
So I went around her and stood in front of her.
Oh, my God, you didn't even just say
that's not assertive.
You didn't even
that's assertive.
But surely you tell her. Like,
anyway,
no.
but then I thought that'll make her back off because I'm an adult and she's a child. And then her mum arrived with his other siblings.
There's 3 of you as well.
Yes. And my kids, to be fair, they were a bit slow to move. I was a bit annoyed because then we weren't all together. And I was like, cut. And then I had to walk out of my spot to go get them. And then she just nudged in a bit further, the 8-year-old. Anyway, then her family came. So they all pushed in as well. And so then I decided I can't stand in front of her again. So I'll stand side by side with her.
Oh, my God.
And I inched forward. As she inched forward, I inched forward. And I was determined that as soon as he said, who's next, that I'd go me.
Yeah,
and she looked. She could see. She kept eyeballing me, and I kept. I was in a full on standoff with a young girl who knew it wasn't like this innocent young girl that accidentally. She knew exactly what she was doing, and I was like, "If you're going to play with fire, I'm bringing the matches." You know,
and her parents are probably criminals, but also for her to look up at you.
That's why Carrie's got the cops
quite,
in her pocket.
It's quite hard for her to eyeball.
No, she was quite tall. For an 8-year-old. Maybe she was older than that. She's probably 12.
Anywhere
so she didn't
between
have to look up high.
4 and 12.
She was at my, like, at
did
about
she
here.
Have, did she have kids? With?
No, she was a child.
Okay.
Anyway, then we got to the counter.
Yeah.
And the man said, who was next? And then I went, I was. And then I felt so bad that I went, but she can go next. And then I was hated myself so much. And the smile she gave me, I was like, why did I do that? Yep. Why did I fight this girl for 15 minutes in a line only to let her have the ice cream before mine, right? Yeah. Anyway, so that happened and I was disappointed in myself. So then I get off the flight and I'm in an Uber line and the guy in front of me pushed in with his suitcase and he trottled on past me.
Is this a man or a child?
A man now. Okay. This is a fully grown man. Okay. And I was like, I'm not making this mistake twice. And the Uber pulled up. We waited 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And this Uber finally pulled up because at the airport, you just say that you're there for an Uber and you line up. But then
I understand how.
You don't order your own Uber.
On your phone, right?
Yes, you don't order. No, you don't order your own Uber. You just say, I'm ready for an Uber at the airport. You line up and the Uber comes and then you give them your number, guys. Don't mock me. You don't
wonder they're not coming, coming for that lady. She's just yelling into the air, I'm ready for an Uber. Ready for an Uber.
And the Uber pulled up and then the guy that was managing the line was all a bit frazzled and he said, sir, you go into that one. I said, no, I was first. Like this, and the man looked at me, and then he looked at the man. He said, "Was she first, or were you?" And the man said, "Oh no, I was first." I said, "You weren't." Like this, I was so annoyed.
Yeah.
Again, the kids were like, "Mom, stop."
Yeah.
And so I just walked straight up past him, and I said, in my greatest motherly tone, "You know you weren't. Don't lie. I'm getting in the Uber." And I got in the Uber, and I felt. It was really, I was really talking to the 8-year-old girl, wasn't
I? Know.
Really
yeah, I know. Yeah,
but I felt so good.
Do you think you developed, when you let that copper win,
yeah.
did you develop a culture of losing? Is that what's happened?
No, I'm just now, I'm like, no, if someone does the wrong thing, I'm going to call it out and I'm going to get in that Uber, whether he was uncomfortable or not.
So don't cross Carrie Bicknell.
Don't cross me unless you're a child. Unless you're an 8-year-old girl and I might give you the ice cream first.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your R&B Friday and the end of the week. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Still playing the harp, I see.
Okay. Yeah, branching out, mate. Don't you worry about that.
Interesting. Do you want to mention to Carrie what I bought you?
No. Just let me learn it first.
It's a slide whistle. It's not that hard to learn.
It is very tough.
Is that what he's been carrying around in his pocket?
Yeah. Oh. No, he hasn't. That's
thanks,
Jesse. So
that's all Jesse.
Swallow a beer.
Yeah. And why when you bow into it, it goes, ooh. Anyway, guys, I'm raw. I'm raw.
Why are you raw?
Jesse, by the looks of it, so are you. I'm
Jesse,
raw.
You go first. Jesse, oh, okay.
Well, now I'm double raw.
Guys, I'm wrapped. Okay. In fact, it's about you, Tommy. I'm wrapped with the effort that you put in to get over to the UK and finish your swim during the break.
And then I started panicking. We just made this point that if we were going to miss the point, we were going to be swimming for another 6 hours, right?
Oh,
and we
God.
Only made the point by about 20 metres. And so I'm drifting. And I'm drifting. The coast of France is just there, and I'm drifting anyway. Ended up just as I'm panicking, like fully panicking.
And vomiting.
Panicking, vomiting, thinking I'm going to get swept out of the English Channel here. I suddenly hit a rock with my arm, and I'm like, oh, it's ground.
Oh,
I've swum in.
You've
I could have just
it.
Stood up the whole time. So we did it in 10 hours and 52 minutes.
Amazing.
Which there's 101 relays that have been completed this year across the channel. So a few extra 100 have tried and not made it. And we were the fifth fastest of the year.
Oh,
which is
my
great.
God.
And the first fastest were all professional swimmers. So
that's
it's great.
Amazing.
It's great. Very happy.
I don't have anything negative to say. That is actually amazing. Fifth out of like 100.
Yeah. 101.
With you in the team.
I know.
There it is. She found the negative spot.
No, it is amazing.
Thank you.
A great effort.
What's coming?
Wedding. No, nothing. I'm wrapped that you finished the channel swim. And I'm also wrapped that I was one of only three people that you told you were doing it, that you entrusted me with that news.
Yep.
But I'm a little raw that you don't seem to appreciate the presents that I went to so much effort to make for you. Unbeknownst to you, before this swim, I went and got you two T-shirts.
You did.
Made.
It was lovely.
Yeah. And what were the two T-shirts?
One said on the back, this dickhead just swam the English Channel.
Yeah.
And one said, this dickhead almost swam the English Channel.
It was a little arrow up that takes a lot of time and effort with the printing to organise.
Yes. I didn't know you were hand printing.
Almost kind of drawn on.
Yes, like completed. It had
so then you had two options
yes.
for whatever happened.
Fantastic.
Obviously funnier if you didn't make it and you had to wear the almost one. Yep. But still amazing that you achieved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a lot of effort.
Yeah, and I really appreciate
it. Took time. Like, I've got three kids, busy life.
I sent you a picture of me wearing the T-shirt next to the bust of the guy who first won the channel.
Yeah. You sent me the picture when I asked whether you'd worn the T-shirt.
Yes. So there is a slight issue.
Yeah.
You know that my body has transformed a little bit in the swimming process, and I've stacked on a little bit of weight because you bought mediums and your boys are large now. These titties are not tucking into those tops. Guys,
how are you feeling after the week?
I'm a bit raw, to be honest. I'm a bit raw. I got a new pill chop. Nobody noticed.
No, because, maintenance.
And then tempers started to flare a little bit.
Yeah.
We said,
do you feel sorry for any of the things you said?
Do you feel sorry for murdering all those ponies to make your haircut?
You got a haircut.
That's not what I
And now he's no one's acknowledged it. But it wasn't even enough of a haircut to be acknowledged. If you're just having a maintenance haircut, it doesn't count as one. Everyone has to go, oh, my God, you've had a haircut. And that's all yours was.
Is that what you want to talk about?
It's a maintenance haircut.
But it is a maintenance haircut. It's not a new style. It's not like the top needs a cut still. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I haven't done enough maintenance.
I mean, exactly. The top needs a cut still.
What would you take off the top? There's
like
almost
a lot
no
of the
hair
extra
there.
Hair. It's Carrie, the sides that have been done.
Carrie, there's about 2 inches of hair there.
Mm.
What do you want me as?
No, I just think.
Also, you've got so much hair, and you've clipped other people's hair into your hair to make more hair.
Well,
yet
that
I've
you
got
should
too
knowledge.
Much.
You just had a little maintenance cut. Mine is worth.
Well, sorry. Good on you and the ponies of the Serengeti that piece together the side bits of your head. That's not human hair.
Give us a
quick shout out to the Shetland ponies standing in a field with no side hair. We're sorry your abdomen's cold because Carrie needed a bit of extra volume.
So nasty.
You are, I know.
No.
Anyway.
You know what I love that we posted that and people are like, oh, nice haircut, Tommy. It's like even when you're being horrible, people...
Yeah, well, people can't say nice haircut to you because it's not your hair. Anyway, have a great weekend.
Follow Carrie Vidmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy have just logged off for the day. You can log on or off whenever you want. When you drive using the Uber app, you get to choose when to work and when to take a break. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.